Are you good at using the gifts that you have been given? I'm sure, like many of you, this week I was trying to be outside in the garden as much as possible. And it gave me an opportunity to finally use a barbecue that Julie and I were given as a wedding gift last year. Unfortunately, with the delivery times this time a year ago, our barbecue only arrived at the end of the summer. And so it spent pretty much a whole year in a box in the garage. This amazing gift was just lying there. And when you give a gift, that's the last thing you want. When you give a gift, you want it to see it being used, not just sitting in its box, packed away somewhere. God has given each one of us a gift. Are you using it to serve Him? Or is it in a box somewhere hidden away? God hasn't given us a wedding gift or a birthday gift, but He's giving us a gift, a particular way that we can serve Him in the life of this church. We've been doing a series over these last number of weeks looking at what church is all about. And now at this kind of stage, we're thinking just practically about how we apply all those things that we have looked at. How can we actually practically love God, love others, and make disciples in this place? And so today we're going to think about how we can use God to serve. And we're asking the question, how can I use my gifts for the church? Now, before we get into some of the details about how we can do this, I want us just briefly to look at what the Bible says about gifts and serving. Because it's important that we have the right attitude, the right motives, and the right understanding. And so we're going to just look at a few things from Romans chapter 12. If you have a Bible with you or your phone, you might like to just look at it as I pick out some of these verses. But first of all, a bit similar to last week when we were thinking about giving, we serve as a response to who God is and what He has done for us. So in Romans 12, chapter 1, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. We serve in view of God's mercy. If you've read through the letter of Romans, you will know that the first 11 chapters, Paul beautifully and in great detail explains the gospel of Jesus, explains the forgiveness we have of sins, how we are justified, how we've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then in the final chapters from 12 to 16, he then unpacks that and applies it. So if this is true about God's mercy, how should we then live because of it? And so in view of God's mercy, we serve. But notice the order of that, that God has shown us his mercy and we serve as a response. So we don't serve or live for God in order to get God's mercy, because that has already been given to us. We serve as a response, not to try and earn mercy or love or approval from God, because he'd already given it to us, first of all. Jesus has died for us, so we live for him. And if you also see in these verses that this dying to self and living for Jesus is described as worship. Worship is not just something we do for an hour on a Sunday morning. Worship is our whole life. We serve in view of God's mercy. And secondly, we serve with different gifts that we have been given. Look at what verse 6 says. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. God, in his grace, has given each of us a gift so that we can serve him and each other. And these ministry gifts are given to everybody in the church, not just for some, not just for super Christians or a select few, but to everybody. So if our church of St. Andrew's is like a body, then we all have a function. We have a unique way that we can serve God and to help others worship, to help build our community, or to help the mission of our church. And Paul gives us an example about what some of those gifts can be. So in verse 6, he talks about prophecy. In verse 7, he talks about serving and teaching. In verse 8, he talks about encouragement, giving, leading, showing mercy. And these are just examples of different types of gifts. It's not an exhaustive or complete list. If you were to read 1 Corinthians 12, you will see some different gifts are mentioned there. And they really can be anything. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, just divides them into two groups, that there are speaking gifts and serving gifts, ways that we can use our words to build each other up, and things that we can do that build each other up. And these gifts are more than just a natural ability that you have to do something. These gifts are given by the Holy Spirit for the purpose of building up the body of Christ. And these gifts are suited to your personality. They enable you to serve in a way that excites you and that makes your heart feel joy. And when we use these gifts to serve in a church, it's not a burden or a chore. It actually lifts you. It frees you. There is no experience quite like using your gifts for the glory of God. And often when we think about gifts, sometimes our focus is kind of up the front, and some people's gifts are more kind of visible and obvious. And we think it's just what happens on the stage or in the pulpit. But actually, these gifts throughout the church and in the life of a church, sometimes the more vital gifts are things like those who can have organizational spreadsheets, those people that can send an encouraging text message at just the right time, the gifts where someone can talk to a newcomer and make them feel like they have been friends their whole life, or those people that have the gifts that can fix something before anyone else even notices that it is broken. We all have a gift. It's all different, and we can use it to serve. If you don't know what your gift might be, there are a few things that you can do to help maybe discover what it is. Read over Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 and see if anything there stands out to you. And if you're not sure what some of those things actually are, come and talk to me and I can help explain it to you. But pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what the gift he has given you is. Think about what excites you or what inspires you. What are the problems or needs that you see in our church or in our community? Ask somebody who knows you well what they think your gift may be. And then just try it, give it a go, and see what happens. And of course, these gifts are there to encourage us. Paul talks about gifts to encourage us towards serving. We're not to use it as an excuse to opt out. And we kind of think to ourselves, well, I don't have a gift for that, so I can't be involved. So while some people have a gift of giving or have a gift of showing mercy, all Christians are called to give and to show mercy. And we can't just, there are sometimes just jobs that need to be done, and we can stand in and to fill something. We serve because of God's mercy, and we serve with the gift we have been given. And thirdly, we serve to love. Romans 12, verse 10 says, "Be devoted to one another in love." We don't use our gifts to show off. We use them to serve each other in love and to build one another up. Throughout this series, one of the things that I've been trying to emphasize over and over is that church is about people. Church is not a building. It's not a service that we come to as spectators. It is a community that we participate in. So we don't come with an attitude of what can I get? We come with an attitude of what can I give? God has shown us his mercy in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit has given us a gift of grace. And we are in a place and in a community where we can use those gifts and where they are needed. So what do? Well, we serve. This is what Paul says in verses 6 to 8. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is to give, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Just like there are a variety of gifts, there are, of course, a variety of ways to serve. Some might be regular, some might be more occasional or once-off. Some serving is done formally, so you might be elected onto committee and you meet at certain times, whereas some serving is informal, so you don't need to ask permission to invite somebody over for a meal. And of course, there are different seasons of life and times when you might have more opportunities to serve than at others. And of course, I know that so many of you here serve so faithfully, and this is just to encourage you in what you are already doing. But however, we do need people to volunteer for things in our church. We've put together this wonderful little list, which is full of opportunities for serving, things that need to be done in the church. I'm not going to go through it all now, but I will be emailing it out or posting it out to everyone. And I'd love for everyone to look through this list and to put your name beside something that you think you could do. But let me just give you an example about some of the things that it is asking. Our works team need help with things like painting, or practical things like gardening, or just simple maintenance tasks like putting out the bins or reading the meter. In the last newsletter, you saw that we're looking for people to come on the cleaning rotor, which may just mean once or twice a year to come down and help keep this place clean. If you're not already part of it, we need a welcoming team so that everyone is greeted as they arrive. At this moment, we can be showing people to their seats and to make newcomers feel welcome. Again, last week I was asking for help with some of the technology that we've acquired over these last few months to help with the screens, the live streaming, or maybe even improve it and make it better. Moving forward, I'd love to involve more people in our service. Maybe you could volunteer to do the Bible reading or to lead us in prayers of intercession. While we can't sing as a congregation, we could have a soloist or one or two people singing. Maybe you've got musical gifts and you could serve in that way. Moving forward, as we open up more in a church, as restrictions lift, we'll need volunteers for children's ministry, for hospitality, so we can offer people tea or coffee or a meal. And of course, there's lots more. And if there's nothing that you think it would be great to do that you feel you've got gifts for, then come and let us know, and we'd love to enable you to serve. And these things are not just for some people. So don't you think that's just, you know, if you're one of the younger people here, if you're like one of the children or the teenagers, don't thinking that's just for the grown-ups. Or if you're of a certain age, don't think, oh, that's just for the younger people. No, we can all do something. And of course, the most important way that all of us need to serve is in praying for our church, to be praying for our Sunday services, to be praying for each other and praying for us in our mission in this world and praying for our community, because it only happens through the power of God. You know, in my life, I've listened to a lot of sermons. I've sung a lot of hymns. I've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But the thing that has probably deepened my faith and matured my love the most has been serving in the church. God has shown us his mercy, so let us serve him. God has given us gifts, let us use them. God has given us an opportunity to serve, so let us love one another. Let's just take a moment and maybe reflect on how you can be applying this in your life, and then I'll lead us in prayer. But let's just take a moment to respond in our hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you for the mercy that you have shown us in Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for us. Thank you for the gift that you have given to each one of us. If we don't know what they are, we pray that you would help us to discover them. Teach us all how we can use them well, and guide us how we can love others and serve you. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with love for each other. Excite us about using our gifts and give us a fresh enthusiasm to serve. In Jesus' name, amen.